Was it strange kind of revisiting a project after 30 years? Because, after all, not only do the musicians move on, but so does the context for the music.
You know, that should be true. Should be, because I totally agree with you, but it was a 27-year-old dream for me when Keith called and said, "We were really good, that live album, wow, we jammed. We were on fire, you know." 27 years I had dreamed of that, but I never asked Keith about it because I knew he had left it behind from the criticism. And unfortunately, criticism was hard on Keith. That's just one of the things that he didn't do well with ever. Even toward the end when he did some classical concerts and stuff, he called me and, how'd it go, Keith? I think he played in London with an orchestra. He goes, "It was okay." People had said things about his fingers being stiff and this and that, and he takes that to heart because he defines himself by all the work he puts into it. That's who he is, and of course we define him as the greatest keyboard player ever.
Right.
And so he feels that pressure. So, I don't know how else to say it.
Yeah. Did the fact that Keith's family encouraged you to complete the album really mean that that was a green light for you to go forward with it?
Yes, I have to say that when I got done, you know, it took me 6 months of grieving or just being like, I couldn't believe it. After 27 years, here's my friend and the most famous musician I ever worked with, the only guy I had a top 10 hit with, he'd gone, and the dream is gone.
Right.
And 6 months later, I think, well, I'm going to do this. I tried to do it with Aaron Emerson, but he listened to his dad's playing on it. He goes, "Oh, that's way too hard. That's not the way I play. That's my dad." I said, "Oh, I understand." But it took me a year after that of find working down like a microscope, trying to get this thing right. So I didn't know what I had when I was done.
Right.
And it was tough when it was done.
Sure.
Until a few people said, you know, Keith wanted to do this, and I played it for a couple people, a few songs. They said, "This is really, really special. I feel Keith in the music." That I thought, well, criticism, whatever happens, I think I should have it put out by Frontiers. Great, Serafino's been on me for years to do a second three album. And I thought, well, let's just give it a try, you know. I did not think I'd get overwhelmingly positive reviews and response from
right.
people, though. I have to say, that's been a shock.
Well, it's a great shock, a nice shock, I should say. Yeah.
I appreciate that. Yeah.
So listen, talk us through the way you built the album up. Apparently, there were bits of Keith's keyboard parts that you had in advance of the recording. Did you use any of those, or were they just used as an inspiration for your own playing?
Originally, I had 20% of the actual sound and the playing of Keith on there. What happened after Aaron said, "Wow, this is really good, but you know, I can't do it," and a few people had heard it and said it's really good, I heard from Aaron that I just couldn't put it out. I had to talk to the Emerson Estate, which is a faceless, nameless board that controls certain things are all Emerson, you know.
Sure.
I'm going to show you this that your readers can't see, but here is the original Pro Tool. I'm just going to turn this around.
Okay.
Up here, I'm going to make this track bigger. You'll see all that green stuff. That is Keith Emerson's playing.
Wow.
Up here, that is Keith Emerson's playing.
Yeah.
There's a few more tracks. So what happened? This is my Pro Tools.
Absolutely.
So
yeah,
it, right?
yeah.
And these are fantastic digital recordings of his keyboards in his place there. And some of these, I'll show you another one. What I did at the bottom here, well, you can see this track. This says guide track on there. See, it says new guide track.
Sure.
That is our phone call and me on this piano right here. You're the first guy I guess to see all this.
Okay.
This piano, Keith would go like, Keith would play. He goes, "Yeah, okay, you know what I'm thinking on? I got this thing, I've worked on it." And of course, he wrote out his thing. He'd go, and I go, "Okay," and I'd go,
musical conversation.
And you're very slow, and he'd go, "Well, you know, that's not in there." And then I have a chord, and then another chord. Oh, okay, okay. As you know, I've had 8 years of classical piano, a couple years of jazz. I can play. I'm no Keith Emerson, but I can play, so I'd get that a little bit faster. then we'd hang up the phone after whatever it was. Fun conversations, inspired because we had no parameters on us.
Right.
Serafino Frontiers, he said, do it. I just want what you guys want to do. So I'd work it up, and I get a little faster. And I would, after our conversations, then I'd record it the way I heard Keith play it. Of course, never quite like Keith, but I still had the parts he played, the digital files. Those were real Keith. So I had to go back to what the word you said, interpret that in, okay, now what would Keith do here? If we were sitting here, what would he do and how would he do it? And I sort of developed it that way.